The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
In the mid-1920s, I was a little Jewish girl who even now remembers the high holy days in the temple when each prayer session ended with the mutual greetings of the members with the same quote, "Next year in Jerusalem." Since wandering during the diaspora without a Jewish homeland, it was a poignant universal wish of all Jews who remembered that God promised land to the Jewish slaves who left Egypt and were led by Moses into the desert and wandered there for 40 years. It was during that time that God gave the Jews, through Moses, the Ten Commandments. Even in the early 20th century, many Jews went to what was then called Palestine and purchased small parcels of land from Arabs who would gladly sell to them because the land there was dry, arid, and useless. In the mid-1940s, when the British who ruled the area and wanted out of the Middle East offered the parcel of land now known as Israel to the Jews living there, and they gladly accepted. Israel was and still is a small area where one can drive from east to west in 3 hours and from south to north in 8 hours. The year was 1947 when Israel became a state and homeland. American President Harry Truman was the first world leader to validate the existence of the new country. Concurrently, the British offered land to the displaced Arabs languishing in the refugee camps, and they refused the offer. They wanted one thing and one thing only, and that was for the Jews and Israel to be annihilated. That was their hope then, and it remains their hope now. Fast forward to today, 60 years later. Israel is now an oasis in the desert because of their creation of desalinization of water and also of drip irrigation, both of which are now used throughout the world. It is a vibrant, contributing member of the international community, and many countries, even or especially those who hate Israel, benefit from the Israeli scientific and medical research of their scientists and doctors. Again and again, the displaced Arabs have been offered their own state, and their answer is still no. They just want Israel to disappear, and that is not going to happen. The Arabs who lived in Israel and those who still live there are voting citizens with the same rights as the Jews in Israel, and in 1947 they were urged to stay there when the Arab countries declared war upon Israel. Those Israeli Arabs instead chose to leave and side with their Arab brethren. For that reason, they cannot ever return to Israel. Israel was not destroyed then. It prevailed and won. In 1947 and all of the subsequent wars precipitated by the Arabs, miraculously, Israel always won, no doubt with God's help. Now, after 6 decades, those displaced Arabs are still in refugee camps and will not be absorbed by their oil-wealthy brethren in Syria, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Persia, now known as Iraq, etc., who by design keep them in camps as political pawns so the world can feel sorry for them. Anti-Semitism is an incurable social disease. I've mentioned it many times, and most nations in the world, except for the United States, always blame Israel, no matter what the cause. The present conflict is the result of years of Palestinian leaders, now Hamas of the Gaza, sending exploding rockets to South Israel every day. For decades, those cowardly, despicable Palestinian leaders have used their women and children as human shields to hide behind, especially in and out of hospitals and schools. Hamas is using the same cowardly techniques today. under the circumstances, Israel must continuously and strenuously defend itself. Most of the world resents the financial help that the U.S. gives to Israel, but they ignore the fact that the same financial help is given to the Arabs. This situation is a dreadful, impossible stalemate, so nothing changes. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.